happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon, Dominica. This is the Midday News for today, Monday, March 23rd, 2020. I am your presenter, Richie Ferrol. Here are the headlines. Mao Bus Drivers Association President Bernard Coppel says the MBDA has approached government for assistance to fully implement COVID-19 prevention practices. The World Health Organization is considering airborne precautions for medical staff after a new study showed that the coronavirus can survive in the air for some time. And Americans are being told to stay home to slow the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Mandatory orders are in place in at least part of 8 states, and the entire country has been warned against gatherings. The news brought to you compliments Fast Cash and Courts Dominica Limited. We'll be right back with more details.
You work hard, but still your money flies away fast. Whether you're juggling a family, juggling a business, or juggling your finances, Fast Cash is here for you. We offer personalized repayment terms, loan top-ups, consumer loans, and debt consolidation. We can approve loans in as little as 2 hours with no security needed. You can even apply online because we know you have life going on. We're Fast Cash, and we're smarter, faster, better together. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the frames you love at Quartz Optical. Shop our wide range of designer frames today and pay nothing for 30 days. Purchase any frame $9.99 or above and get your single vision lens for free. Or purchase any sunglasses $4.99 or above and get a free pair of contact lenses. There is something for everyone at Quartz Optical. Book your appointment online today at www.quartzoptical.com. Quartz Optical. Value you can see. Conditions apply. Offer ends February 24th, 2020.
Welcome back to Q95's Midday News. Local firm Jolly's Pharmacy says it stands in solidarity with the Dominican people and the world by extension in ensuring that the spread and transmission of the COVID-19 virus is very minimal. Head of Sales, Public Health and Public Relations Carlton Lando says this virus is being taken very seriously and the pharmacy has begun putting measures in place to protect staff, clients and families alike. Hence, as of today, Monday, 23rd March 2020, the operations of Jolly's Pharmacy will be altered. Doors will no longer be fully opened for people to just walk in, but lines will have to be formed.
Lines will have to be formed. And so we are really taking this seriously. And so therefore, both pharmacies will be open. However, they will be forming lines similar to when post-Maria after the hurricane. Just to clarify, in reference to the queuing or the lines that will be formed, just to allay the fears of the public, people will be spaced out. We will try our best to ensure that we don't have much person-to-person contact. That's the best that we can do. We've seen it worked in the US, whereby people have gone to large supermarkets and have formed lines. So for those of you who may be wondering, that might be a little perplexed. We are cognizant of that, and we will ensure that people, you know, adhere to the spacing, and we'll remember that it's all in their self.
Head of Sales, Public Health and Public Relations at Jolly's Pharmacy, Carlton Lando. Our world leaders, as well as our regional leaders, were not prepared for this coronavirus pandemic, says immediate past president of the Dominica Nurses Association, Nurse Rosie Felix. Ms. Felix shared her opinion on the Nurses and Midwives program on Sunday, where she revealed that in the last few decades, we've had a series of epidemics, but no one planned for a pandemic. She says the World Health Organization, WHO, has been proactive in calling for increased budget as well as increased supplies for years.
The world did not prepare for that. Our leaders did not prepare for that. In the last decade or two decades, we've had a series of epidemics. We had SARS, we had MERS, we had swine flu, we had Ebola, we had chikungunya, and none of us thought it one of these viral infections would go pandemic. None of us saw it coming. None of us prepared for it. But WHO has been calling and campaigning, not just last year, but for several years, calling on governments to invest in healthcare, to increase their budget for healthcare.
Rosie Felix says she has not heard of a shortage of weapons of mass destruction in the world, but we seem to neglect the importance of medical staff, facilities, and nurses.
I have never heard about a shortage of guns, a shortage of bullets, a shortage of soldiers, shortage of tear gas. I haven't heard shortages of these things. And we've had several wars. In the last 20 years, there have been several of them. And wars are going on right now in Syria and Iraq and Iran. Some of them are holding back for a moment because this corona war is upon them and they have no choice. Let me refer back to another publication from WHO. Nurses are proud of their holistic approach to patient care. And as WHO experts have said, this crisis is not just about numbers and medical issues, and we're referring to the corona pandemic crisis now. It is about communities of people and their feelings, emotions, anxieties, worries, and fears. Unless they are listened to, acknowledged, and dealt with adequately, it will compromise the effectiveness of all other efforts to manage this disease. Of course, the pandemic is taking hundreds of lives, and our faithful doctors and nurses and medics, they are saving hundreds of lives more than those that are dying. And the eyes of the world are on these nurses and midwives.
Immediate past president of the Dominica Nurses Association, Rosie Felix. Now, president of the Maho Bus Drivers Association, Bernard Coppel, says the association has approached the government for assistance to implement its prevention plans for combating COVID-19, which is now confirmed in Dominica. Coppel told Q95 FM Radio that the association has written to Maho MP Raven Blackmore and is awaiting a response.
Well, an emergency meeting to take some decisions. And one of the decisions that we decided to take again is every driver should allow their passenger some of their rubbing alcohol, whether it's hand sanitizer, clean up their hands before boarding the bus. Because we don't know where they pass, where they touch, whatever they handle, we don't know. So the protection of my members, we take that very seriously. And we are going to write to the government intervene. We're going to have a massive meeting. We will invite the media and we will ask the government to assist us in whatever way. I have written to my pilot already. We haven't received a reply yet. So I'm not too sure whether he received the letter. I'm not too sure. I cannot say yes. I cannot say no.
President of the Maho Bus Drivers Association, MBDA, Bernard Coppel. The Waterfront Allied Workers Union has complimented the three businesses who proactively contacted the union on discussing the best measures for the protection of the members of the union who are employed at these businesses, namely Fort Young Hotel, DBS Radio, and First Caribbean International Bank. Secretary Treasurer of the Waterfront and Allied Workers Union, Curtis Augustus, he spoke to Q95 News earlier today, and he says the fight against the COVID-19 virus requires everyone to look out for each other and to implement best cleaning practices.
We are being engaged by various, three employers to deal with the question of the COVID-19. And we have had so far discussions with the Fort Young Hotel, the First Caribbean International Bank, and with Dominica Broadcasting Corporation. I had to compliment those organizations for engaging us in relation to this challenge that we are all facing with the advent of the coronavirus. We believe that we are all in it together, and therefore all of us should put our foot in the same place to discuss and to find some solutions to or protection for the workers that we represent. The employers have a responsibility, and we have a responsibility. We have in our collective labor agreements provisions for occupational safety and health, and that puts the responsibility squarely on the shoulders of the employers to so provide. But we also believe that the parties can in fact engage each other when such a scenario presents itself.
Wahoo Secretary Treasurer Curtis Augustus. The Marigot Development Corporation, MDC, has been monitoring the situation surrounding the global COVID-19 virus, and in keeping with the advice and recommendations provided by the relevant international and regional authorities, such as the World Health Organization and PAHO, we have taken the painful decision to cancel MayFest 2020. The MDC says as social distancing is an important component in the fight against this virus, the cancellation of MayFest 2020 is part of the Marigot Development Corporation's commitment to playing its part in limiting importation of cases and or community spread. It says the health and well-being of our nation and community is important to us, and so we urge everyone to adhere to the advice given by the relevant authorities as it relates to COVID-19. The dates for MayFest 2021 is April 30th through to May 3rd, 2021. This is Q95 News. Local firm Quick Care Pharmacy is making some changes in its method of operations due to the COVID-19 outbreak for purposes of protecting the health and safety of its staff and customers and the population by extension. As of today, Monday, March 23rd, 2020, only two customers will be admitted at any one time into the pharmacy during normal hours of operations. Martha Augustus is pharmacist at Quick Care Pharmacy.
We ask our customers to be very patient during this difficult period, as our priority is your health as they exercise social distancing. Please note, on entering the pharmacy, we will provide antibacterial sanitization for your hands, and we will be sanitizing and cleaning our store surfaces every 2 hours to ensure your safety. We ask everyone with flu or cough condition to get a family member to pick up their medications to limit exposure to our customers. Helping all families is fully our company's purpose, and our commitment is ongoing.
And that was pharmacist at Quick Care Pharmacy, Martha Augustus. In more news, the Ministry of Trade and Commerce, Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce, DAIC, and the private sector has assured the general public in Dominica of the availability of food and commodity stocks to avoid panic buying in light of food security concerns circulating in the public domain and on social media. The Cabinet of the Commonwealth of Dominica is reported to have appointed a Standing Committee on Supplies, which reports weekly to the Cabinet on stocks of essential products, agricultural commodities, and general goods, including petroleum products. This has been undertaken as a key advisory step to complement the contingency planning carried out by the government for mitigating any shocks from COVID-19 on the island. Furthermore, the authorities have stated that the availability of supplies and commodities is actively tracked with all service providers and includes in the ground agricultural capacity forecasts for a 6-month period. It has been reported that there is yet to be any disruption of shipping services with restocking capability for products in Dominica. And in an effort to contain the spread of the COVID-19 virus, Adams Healthcare says it has made a few changes to the functions of its offices. At the pharmacy, only 3 persons at a time will be allowed and must be wearing a mask. And at the clinic, only 7 persons will be allowed entry at any given time and must not be accompanied by anyone. A representative gives more information.
You will be given hand sanitizer at the entrance. At our clinic, only 7 persons will be allowed in at a time and are not allowed to be accompanied by anyone. Please be reminded, if you are exhibiting flu-like symptoms, call the government hotline at telephone number 448-2151. Do not attempt to come to the private clinic as you may be putting other persons at risk. Our laboratory will function as usual. We are taking these precautionary measures to secure the well-being of our staff and you, our valued clients. Adams Healthcare is your one-stop medical solution.
And that was one of the representatives at Adams Healthcare. You're listening to Q95 News. The Dominica Cycling Association has cancelled all cycling scheduled races effective immediately until further notice. The Cycling Association advised on its cycling races on March 23, 2020 as follows. Dear all cyclists, fans and sponsors, as an extra precautionary measure in light of this deadly virus, COVID-19, the Dominica Cycling Association, DCA, has cancelled all cycling scheduled races effective immediately until further notice, and there is at least one reported case of the virus in Dominica.
Dominica Cycling Association advises on its cycling races and also for the race that was carded for March 22nd, 2020. They're all cyclists, fans and supporters and sponsors. As an extra precautionary measure in light of this deadly virus, COVID-19 coronavirus, the Dominica Cycling Association has cancelled all cycling scheduled races effective immediately until further notice.
All right, meantime, the president of the Dominica Cycling Association, Mr. Ronald Charles, says after hours of deliberation over this issue, it has been unanimously decided by the executive that the way forward is to cancel the races because the safety of the athletes is paramount. We apologize. It seems we do not have that insert. Moving forward, the World Health Organization considers airborne precautions for medical staff after a study shows that the coronavirus can survive in the air. The World Health Organization, WHO, is considering airborne precautions for medical staff after this study showed that the coronavirus can survive in the air for some 8 hours. The virus is transmitted through droplets or little bits of liquid, mostly through sneezing or coughing. Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, head of WHO's Emerging Diseases and Zoonosis Unit, told reporters during a virtual news conference on Monday, when you do an aerosol-generating procedure, like in a medical care facility, you have the possibility to what we call aerosolize these particles, which means they can stay in the air a little bit longer. She added, it is very important that healthcare workers take additional precautions when they are working on patients and doing those procedures. World Health officials say the respiratory disease spreads through human-to-human contact, droplets carried through sneezing and coughing, as well as germs left on inanimate objects. The COVID-19 virus can go airborne, staying suspended in the air depending on factors such as heat and humidity, the statement said. Now Americans are being told to stay home to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Mandatory orders are in place in at least eight parts of the state, and the entire country has been warned against gatherings, but not everyone is listening, it appears. David Bognard breaks down the restrictions and how some are still violating them.
He's not playing around, Gail. Listen, you've heard a lot about New York, California, and Washington, and for good reason. This morning, we're going to tell you about Louisiana. 2 weeks ago, the Bayou State had zero cases confirmed. As of this morning, they are closing in on 900. We'll take you to Louisiana for that. But as Gail said, we are going to begin in New York, where the governor has said all non-essential gatherings, no matter how many people are involved in it, no one can gather together.
The always bustling New York City is practically a ghost town. Most businesses have closed and the streets are nearly empty. And there are similar scenes around the country, with deserted tourist destinations in Atlanta, Georgia, all the way to California's Hollywood Walk of Fame. Still, the governor of New York says he's personally seen parks crowded with people, despite an order that he gave to stay at home.
It's insensitive, it's arrogant, it's self-destructive, it's disrespectful to other people, and it has to stop, and it has to stop now.
Over the weekend in California, some people were still hiking and sunbathing, even though there's an order there to stay at home too. California, along with New York and Washington State, are starting to get federal disaster funds for mass care and other emergency programs. Some hospitals have set up tents in the parking lot to start triaging people before they even walk in the door. COVID-19 is affecting people of all ages. Take 44-year-old David Latt. He's a marathon runner and lawyer who founded the widely read blog called Above the Law. He's now on a ventilator at a New York City hospital. At first, doctors thought he might have the flu, so they sent him home. It turned out to be coronavirus. His husband last spoke to him 3 days ago as David was in the ICU.
He didn't sound great. He couldn't really talk for more than 2 seconds. So I just said hi. He said he wasn't doing great. Said, I love you.
He's in isolation.
He is.
Health professionals in some states continue to be worried about how the requests to get more medical supplies and federal dollars are getting prioritized. Take Louisiana, for example. More than a million people visited New Orleans last month for Mardi Gras. Now, Louisiana's governor says, according to a study from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, that state has the fastest growth rate of confirmed cases anywhere in the world.
I want the nation to know how important it is, and Louisiana needs help.
Dr. Rebecca Gee says Louisiana is set to become the epicenter of this pandemic when you look at cases per capita. Listen, before I toss back, Anthony, I want you to know that private companies are volunteering to help produce supplies and equipment. President Trump said yesterday that Hanes and 3M are offering to make masks. Tesla and Ford have offered to produce ventilators. And Bacardi, based in Puerto Rico, is shifting some of its production to make hand sanitizer.
And there you have it, Dominica. That's the midday news. Here's a recap. Four headlines. Maho Bus Drivers Association President Bernard Coppel says the MBDA has approached government for assistance to fully implement COVID-19 prevention practices. The World Health Organization is considering airborne precautions for medical staff after a new study showed that the coronavirus can survive in the air for some time. And Americans are being told to stay home to slow the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Mandatory orders are in place in at least part of 8 states, and the entire country has been warned against gatherings. The news brought to you compliments Fast Cash and Courts Dominica Limited.
It happens.